California officials warn against scammers preying on wildfire victims. Los Angeles officials warned the public about possible price gouging and other scams as two deadly and destructive fires continued to burn in the county January 13. Residents remained evacuated throughout the region, with thousands having lost their homes and businesses. Despite firefighters putting their lives on the lines, some criminals are looking at this as an opportunity, officials said. There are still people in our community who, rather than saying thank you, look at this as an opportunity to commit crime and take illegal profit and advantage over the situation, newly elected Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said during a joint city and county press briefing Monday. The district attorney's office has already seen hotels hiking up prices and landlords offering people rentals above the allowable 10% increase. They have also witnessed price gouging with medical and other supplies, Hochman said. His office is also aware of scammers contacting Los Angeles County residents, pretending to be raising funds for victims on GoFundMe, Hochman said. I am here to tell you, this is not an opportunity, he said. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted, and you will be punished to the full extent of the law. The district attorney's office has more than 170 deputy district attorneys and is working with the law enforcement community to investigate any reported crimes during the fires that have killed at least 24 people and damaged or destroyed 12,000 homes and other structures in the Los Angeles area. The county is expected to see billions of dollars coming in from government relief and insurance claims in the next few months and years. A preliminary estimate made by AccuWeather put the damage and economic losses from the fire between $250 billion and $275 billion, making it possibly one of the most costliest natural disasters in U.S. history. California Attorney General Rob Bonta also warned victims at a fire press conference Saturday that bad actors see an opportunity to prey on and take advantage of hurting families to make a quick buck. We've seen businesses and landlords jack up the price of essential supplies and services, including hotels and short-term rentals, Bonta said. It's called price gouging. It is illegal. You cannot do it. The punishment, if found guilty, can range up to 1 year in jail and fines, Bonta said. County Supervisor Catherine Barger encouraged people to visit county websites and attend workshops in person to get official help with filing claims and benefit applications. I saw people handing out cards, Barger said when visiting one of the many community donation sites that have opened up since the fires started last week. I don't know who they are, who they represent. The people are looking for an opportunity. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced the city launched a new price gouging reporting system for residents. Anyone who wanted to report illegally increased rents and other hiked prices was encouraged to call 311, the city's citizen information line. We have no tolerance for it, Bass said in a post on X Monday. Price gouging is illegal in Los Angeles County during emergencies, the county reminded residents Sunday. Increasing the price of goods and services by 10% or more may be considered a crime, according to the county's Department of Consumer and Business Affairs. County officials encouraged residents to keep detailed records of purchases made during the emergency. Consumers are protected from a price increase of 10% or more for 30 days on goods and services and for 180 days on contractor-related services, the county wrote on social media Saturday. To report possible illegal price hikes, residents were encouraged to call 800-593-8222 or email info@gva.lacounty.org.